glue balls, Mars mud, and a quantum network built on existing fiber. Chinese physicists this week confirmed the existence of the glue ball, a particle composed entirely of gluons, the force carriers of the strong nuclear force that binds atomic nuclei with no quarks involved. Every previously observed particle contains quarks. The glue ball has none. It is, in the description of quantum chromodynamics, pure force bound to itself. The particle has been a theoretical prediction since the 1970s, and confirming it experimentally took nearly 50 years, because glue balls interact identically to other mesons and decay before they can be cleanly isolated. The confirmation is a landmark in particle physics. NASA's Curiosity rover photographed what appear to be ancient honeycomb mud crack fields on Mars, stretching to the horizon in every direction across a valley on Mount Sharp. The polygonal fractures are consistent with repeated cycles of wetting and drying. Not a single flood event, but prolonged alternation between wet and dry conditions that would have shaped surface chemistry over long periods. For the question of whether Mars ever sustained conditions hospitable to life, that cyclical chemistry carries more significance than any single wet episode. A study published this week proposes that life on Earth may have arisen twice, based on analysis of genetic signatures in modern organisms, for evidence of two separate origins of fundamental biological machinery. The finding is a hypothesis, not a confirmed result, but if validated, it would dramatically change probabilistic estimates for life elsewhere in the universe. NIST successfully transmitted quantum entangled photons through commercial fiber, the same physical medium the internet already runs on, rather than specially designed laboratory cables or free space optical links. The implication is that quantum communication networks could be built on existing infrastructure rather than requiring entirely new physical plant. A companion result demonstrated that quantum entanglement can be generated using filtered broadband sunlight rather than precisely controlled laser systems, significantly reducing the cost and complexity of entanglement generation. The Rubin Observatory released its first major data set, 500,000 galaxies in the cosmos field, and in the process captured only the second ever observed supernova shock breakout, the first light escaping a dying star in 20 years of astronomy.